CRG Mobile.
0TR ND7J.
Hi, Bob. N0TR.
Is that any better?
Excellent, my friend. Excellent.
And it's like sitting on the crutch for my top. It's about 2 feet off the ground. So when it gets on top, it should do well.
Excellent. Just a teeny bit of chop in there, Bob, but outstanding. Great to hear you back on here.
You know, that storm came through here on the 27th of September. My tower was in a tree, and we're still putting stuff back together. I'm just now getting the tower up, and I'm going to put my log periodic, and this little 2-meter beam, 30-meter, 40-meter beam was pretty well tore up. I'm going to rebuild it, but it's going to take some time, and I'm going to put it on my 6-meter tower.
I haven't seen a great deal of HF activity here in the last week or two, so you're not missing out on a whole lot.
England was on the other day, and I saw that they were on. I have worked Wake Island, but I have not yet been able to get it confirmed, but I've got them. I'm sure I've got him. It's just a matter. I sent him an email, and of course he's on Wake Island, so he's probably not having time to respond.
I landed on Wake Island in 1967, I guess it was. Believe you me, that's a 5,000-foot runway, and that thing looks like an acorn out in the middle of the Pacific, Bob.
Did they have trees on the island then? Back then, did they have dirt and stuff?
Gosh, Bob, that's been 50-some years ago. I know they did. And then I landed on Midway also.
That's one out of you for that one, though, about the trees and the dirt.
I didn't catch it as that, so I'll start out with a 2.
I did see a dinosaur, though, N4ZLK.
How's Bernice doing?
She's doing great. She got her new store bought hip, and she's just running around just as good as new. And there was Shane, N4ZLK. Go ahead, Shane.
I was just going to say, Tom did see a dinosaur, though, Bob.
Oh, that was good. And how you doing, Shane? I haven't heard you. I haven't been on the radio in a while, so even my mobile, I've got a tiny little antenna on. It's not real good.
I was waiting for Tom to jump in there. I just had to. Yeah, it is good to hear you. I hadn't heard you in a while, and I asked about you. I think it was Tom told me you lost your towers up there, so I'm glad you're getting things back together. You two carry on. I just had to jump in. N4ZLK.
Good to hear you, Shane. Good to hear you. Go ahead, Tom.
You guys just have no respect for your inferiors.
But anyway, well, listen, everybody, I'm going to hop off here. I want to get back outside. It's a beautiful day, and I want to, I've been stuck in the house. It's been too darn cold. I just did not even want to go out there and work on this stuff, but we've got some warmer weather now. So I've got the tower up on the crutch, so and all the rigging is ready for the winch to pull it up, and all the guy wires are on, although I've got a little guy wire organization to do yet. Today I'll get all the coaxes ready to go, and then I'll be finding some people to come over and help me put a few antennas on. So that's the plan anyway. Tom, good to hear you. Say hey to Bernice. We'll catch you all later. ND7J, 73L.
Great to hear you, Bob, and know that you survived that hurricane, and I hope you and the family are doing great. So I'm going to go up and do some target shooting this afternoon with a friend. I'll see you later, Bob, in D7J and 0TR. You still there, Shane?
You shoot my way. How are you today, Tom? How's Miss Bernice?
A small glass of milk, and she forgot that when she brought me these two homemade oatmeal cookies just now out of the oven.
As bad as someone talking about them and not being able to have one.
You're right.
Milk.
And I only had one with my cup of coffee this morning. I usually have two. So she's in the doghouse.
Probably the only reason she goes in cookies.
And hear all of that, and that's probably good. I think there's another gentleman out there, mobile. If he wants to jump in, I'll leave a little gap here between me and Shane. This is N0TR.
CR. Hey, Tom, how you doing? KQ4, CRG.
Pretty good this morning, and Shane's out there, too. Go ahead, Shane.
Yeah, good afternoon to KQ4CRG. I know I've heard you. I just can't remember your name. I'll hang around for a couple more, and then I'll be where I'm making my delivery. So go ahead and tell me your name, and good afternoon to you.
We talked. This is Robert. Live over there in Bowling Springs area. But right now we're on this 85 coming through Gaffney back toward Bowling Springs there. I guess y'all pick me up okay.
Robert.
Yeah, I remember we talked. I just couldn't remember your name, so thank you for reminding me. Be careful out there on 85. It's a lot better since they've finished up, I think, with a lot of that construction. I went up there recently, and it seemed to be pretty good, but a couple years ago, it was a death tunnel up through there.
Crazy out here. People run 90 miles an hour. And still doing construction. Yeah, carry on. Tom, good hearing you in there. Glad you released it. Shane, good talking to you. We're going to pull over here just a minute, just in case. See that go-go juice make this truck go right. 73, this is KQ4CRG. We'll be clear.
Okay, Robert. Nice to hear you. Sorry I left you out there, but Bob hasn't been on in a long time, and he was kind of testing out his antennas up there north, up at in the Hendersonville area. So I wanted to grab him while he was there. You have a good day, Robert. And Shane, I got to go down and clean this 22 and Earl it up a little bit and make sure it's going to work all right.
Nice to hear you again. And Tom, that's good timing. I'm just about to my next place. You and Bernice have a good day and have fun today. Hope you can shoot a lot of rounds through that there gun. And just be careful. Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
And you have a safe day. N4ZLK in 0TR73.